Inside Mac.
Hi, and welcome to Inside Mac News in partnership with MacMinute.com for November 14th, 2006. Inside Mac News is your daily source for all things Macintosh. I'm Dean Orlando, and let's get inside Mac. Apple gets some counsel from IBM, Mr. Mac reclaims his position, and we're kicking off a new interactive feature called the Wacky Mac Story of the Day. Tell you more about that later on in the broadcast. Apple is adding strength to their general counsel as they have announced that industry heavyweight Donald J. Rosenberg, the senior vice president and general counsel of IBM, will join the Cupertino company as its senior vice president and general counsel and will be reporting to CEO Steve Jobs. Rosenberg will replace Nancy Heinen, who quickly left the company before Apple announced its options backdating probe in May. In Apple release notes over a 30-year span at IBM, Rosenberg held numerous positions, including senior vice president and general counsel of the IBM Corporation, vice president and assistant general counsel for litigation, and counsel to IBM's mainframe division. According to Jobs, Mr. Rosenberg has a broad range of experience, and he will be responsible for overseeing all legal matters and government affairs for Apple. The iconic iPod has its fans, its foes, and its wannabes. There's a whole crop of digital music players that'll be on the shelves during the holiday season that will try to grab the attention of the shoppers. The most popular iPod wannabe, of course, is Zune, which should be on store shelves starting today, November 14th, with others including Singular and Best Buy. But the many companies, services, and players that are involved in digital music has created a confusing array of choices for some, and just because they have an iPod today doesn't necessarily mean they'll buy another one tomorrow. Analyst Rob Enderle explains people who buy Apple computers are pretty loyal to Apple, but not the people who buy consumer electronic devices like the iPod. He stated they are no more loyal to Apple than they are to Sony, and that is giving other companies just a little hope. But buyer beware if you don't know what you're doing. If you buy music online, you need a plan on how you want to listen to the music. And in most cases, if you buy music from an online music store, you'll have to buy the product that's compatible. The CEO of eMusic said the success of the digital music business is totally restricted by the lack of universal compatibility. Pac-Man is the only online service where music downloads play on any device, including an iPod or Zune, but many labels won't sell because the MP3 files are unrestricted. Analysts are saying, however, that though there are so many MP3 players to choose from, Apple's iPod will come out on top yet again. Carl Howe from Blackfriars Communications said he's predicting Apple's sales this quarter will break $7 billion. He feels consumers have more reasons to choose the market leader because this year, iPods addressed consumer interest from downloadable movies to jogging and enthusiasts, and all while not compromising the primary music function. And with thousands of iPod accessories and car integration kits available, Apple has moved to selling complete music solutions to fit a wider variety of needs. iPod pricing now addresses more of the market as the iPod Shuffles are available for a more affordable price, which addresses a consumer segment who previously thought that iPods were out of reach. The other companies have hope, but Apple has the numbers. Police in Reno are currently looking for two young men with a lot of Apple merchandise, but not a lot of brains. Sergeant Jim Becker said the two men threw a rock and smashed a window at the Apple store in Reno at 1 a.m. on Sunday and took off with about $7,000 worth of computers and iPods. The young men didn't do their homework. They seemed to forget all about the store's video surveillance and consequently were caught on tape. And according to the police, it's just a matter of time. So we're going to be starting a new feature called the Wacky Mac Story of the Day. There'll be stories like someone accidentally flushing their iPod into the toilet or weird applications for your iPod Nano, stuff like that. And it's totally interactive. So I'm going to need you to help me find these really great stories. All you have to do is send your name, city, and the source of your story to me, Dina_Orlando@InsideMacMedia.com. That's Dina, spelled D-I-N-A, or Orlando, spelled O-R-L-A-N-D-O, at InsideMacMedia.com. I'll use the most interesting and unusual story of the day, but please no fake stories. So if you know a wacky or weird story, just send me an email, Dina_Orlando@InsideMacMedia.com. Coming up, Mac is back and the very first Wacky Mac story of the day.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac News. I'm Dina Orlando. So is he the Mac guy or isn't he the Mac guy? Last week I reported that the Mac guy Justin Long was no longer. In other words, according to the young actor's rep, he got canned. But Justin is denying that claim now. As he stated in his blog recently, I'm literally setting the alarm right now to wake up for the Mac shoot tomorrow. And if I'm not doing it anymore, I guess I can sleep in on my day off. According to Long, they're in the process of shooting a few funny holiday spots and mentioned that he does enjoy working with PC guy John Hodgman. But when it comes to the campaign itself, he's become quite the critic, saying he was surprised that the campaign hasn't become tired and the commercials aren't nearly funny enough to justify the amount of money he receives for doing the spots. And of course, he said he wouldn't rule out making more commercials. And now for the first Wacky Mac story of the day. The iPod halo effect, the iPod economy. Everyone wants to get into the iPod action, even if it means being sued. It is very well known that if you use the term pod in your product, you may get a visit from Apple's lawyers. But one product in particular is giving Apple a run for their money. Based out of Japan, the G-Pod is a certain iPod accessory that many are a little hush-hush about. It can best be described as an adult toy that attaches to the iPod and vibrates to the music being played. The president of the company plans to market the G-Pod with or without Apple's blessing, and as you can imagine, this has been a bitter legal battle with the Cupertino company over the name of this device, even though he claims to have a patent on it. Yes, the Japanese patent agency gave him the right to use the device last year, and the trademark he chose for the product was approved 2 months later, and the company states, "Bring it on, Apple, we're ready to fight." If you have a Wacky Mac story, please don't hesitate to send it over as long as it's not a fake story. Please tell me the source where you got the story, your name, and send it to Dina_Orlando.com. But that's the Inside Mac News for November 14th, 2006. I'm Dina Orlando. Join me tomorrow when we'll get Inside Mac.